Is it afternoon? Good morning.
He's getting better.
He's making progress. We'll have to see.
Has he cleared the concussion protocol at least? Or?
He's going through the process and making good progress. So.
How did Sam show up on film? Pat, he hasn't had a turnover now in 14 quarters. Why is that?
Well, I think he's playing better each week. I keep saying it each week, and I think he had another really, really fine game. He had one noticeable overthrow to Ertz just after the, you know, just into the second half there. And but for the most part, he executed really well. He did a lot for us in the run game, which sometimes goes unseen. And at the end there, where the throw to Coop, you know, we needed to get the first down to hopefully end the game there. He stepped up, made a really fine throw with a little bit of pressure in his face. And there were a lot of elements of that play that were good, but it started with him.
Pat, who do you consider to be the number one running back on this team?
We have a group of running backs that we feel good about putting in the game all the time. So.
But if you look, for instance, before last week, DeMarco Murray, every game he played, took the majority of the snaps. It would seem he'd be the number one running back in those situations.
Well, I think that's the way people line it up outside the building. We're really very, very confident when he's in there running the football. And he's actually had more snaps, right, than the other three guys combined over the course of the season. And I've said this all along, though. You got to look at involvement and production over the course of the season. Some games you get a handful more, some games you get a handful less. And we felt like we were getting good production from the other guys. And so inside out, we don't, you know, it's not that big a deal to us who's in there right now.
Has he expressed any displeasure to you with his workload?
Nope.
Is it a big deal to him? You said it's not a big deal to you guys. Is it a big deal to him?
I don't know. That's a question for him.
There seemed to be a handful of plays, maybe even more, looked like you guys had false starts that weren't called. Did you kind of see that, John?
Well, I don't know about that. You know, there are times when, you know, you're on the road in a loud environment where we're going silent cadence, and it's, you know, we got to clean some of that up, you know. Now, whether or not they were or not, you know, sometimes a guy will jump. Let's say a tackle, for instance, may get a little quicker start than it appears the guard, but he's actually going with the ball. Maybe the guard's a little slow. So, you know, so the naked eye may not quite pick it up the way the guy looking right down the line sees it, or certainly what we see on tape.
More athletic type offensive lineman. JP was saying how blocking for the smaller guys like Sproles and Varner, you don't have to hold your block as long for someone like DeMarco, who perhaps is waiting a little more for play or shoot a gap, et cetera, or slower developing.
I think I understand your question, but no, that's not the case. You got to block to the whistle for all of them, because a guy that may bounces around a little bit more, he may be showing up someplace you don't expect him, or a guy that kind of hits the crease and hits it through there, you still got to finish your block.
So, but you don't think it takes longer to block for DeMarco than it would be for some of these slashers?
Nope.
This is kind of a different situation, because DeMarco led the NFL in rushing last year and got a big contract and had expectations. At what point do you have to post a guy aside and say, look, you know, I mean, he was 26 carries a game last year. At what point do you have a responsibility to say, look, this is the situation, and explain it to them?
Well, I think what you got to look at is we won a football game the other night against a really fine opponent, and he contributed in the game. And I think that's the reality of it. And so there should be some joy in that, at least for a few hours, till we get back to Philly from our flight from Providence. I mean, I think we play all the running backs. We all know that. And sometimes, you know, the guys will play a handful of snaps more than he might have.
I understand all that, but I'm saying, at what point? I mean, I think he was out there.
You're talking about expectations?
For 14 snaps. Right. He played 14 snaps.
Right.
At what point do you guys feel it's the right thing to do to say, DeMarco, here's the situation, here's why you didn't play that much?
We just play the guys and put the guys in the game that'll help us win the football game. And like I said, we feel good about all the guys being in there. And so
3 months into the season, what's your evaluation of the way DeMarco's performed this year?
We're going to do everything we can to get ready to play Buffalo. All right? And he's contributing. He helped contribute to a win the other night. Just like the 3 weeks prior, we all contributed to losing. But we found a way to win against a really fine opponent the other night. And everybody that was all the 46 guys that were in the game and competed helped us do it. Period.
What
Beyond that evaluation, I don't know what.
Why did Miles Austin work out here?
I think some of it becomes some of the other guys we have on the roster we want to see, you know. But Miles contributed. He was a positive influence around here. We all know that there are situations when rosters change, and we wish him the best.
What changed as far as, like, your feeling about DeMarco, you know, going from a guy who was pretty much the primary back end, mostly carries, to a guy who's now...
Well, he still is the guy getting... I think he's got... I think the three guys combined don't have as many snaps as he has, so we're talking about a one game. We're talking about a one game deal, right?
So is it possible then? You're saying that you could go back to having DeMarco taking the bulk of the carries?
We're going to come out here and train and get ready to play Buffalo, and we're going to put the guys on the field based on how they train and how we match up against Buffalo that are going to give us the best chance to win that football game, and that's. That's not coach speak or cliche. That's the reality.
I know to prepare for the Bills, you see all their game tapes, but can you get any additional information from somebody like Mark Sanchez, who faced it Rex Ryan's defense every day in practice for so long?
Yeah, every time we play an opponent, you know, we've all changed teams a great deal, players and coaches. So every time you play an opponent that has history with a team, you know, we have some players that were there. We have coaches that were with Rex. So, we get information in ways that are natural and normal. So, yeah.
On the day of the McCoy trade, what was your reaction to it?
The day of the McCoy trade?
Yeah, when you first found out you were trading with Sean McCoy.
Hey, you move on, you know, and he was an outstanding player here for a very long time. I like Sean, LaShawn, and, you know, I wish him the best because I genuinely liked him. And, he just happens to be playing against us this week. I'm sure he'll be motivated to play well. When I see him before the game, I'm going to shake his hand and wish him well. And typically when you meet somebody before the game that you're competing against, you wish him good health, and that's about it.
Rex is going to keep him inside before the game. He's not going to have him come up.
Oh, really? Whatever.
Go inside.
I'm going to search for him, but I mean, he's on the field, yeah.
How did Kraus look in his first extended action?
Good.
Did he get the reps that Miles was getting?
Well, he'll be in the mix. He'll be in the flow with the other receivers that are up. But he had his first catch in an NFL game, caught a shallow cross. And, for the most part, he did what he was supposed to. And I think he'll get better with more time.
What have done to kind of give you the faith to give him those carries late in the game,
Yeah. Well, we've seen it on the practice field. You know, he's trained well, and he's got juice in there where he'll hit it, and he can run really fast. And anytime he's got the ball in his hands, we feel like he can score a touchdown.
So will Kraus be the guy that rotates with Cooper and Huff and Aguilar? We're still
there'll probably be a less defined rotation there, but we'll just try to get them all in the mix. You know, some of it'll depend on how much we play with two tight ends, three wides. You saw the other night we played a couple snaps with three tight ends, and then we played a couple snaps with four wides. So it just depends, and again, we'll just have to have it reveal itself after we play Buffalo how we're going to play him.
What do you think of the pass protection, especially in comparison to the previous couple of games?
I thought it was good. I thought those guys battled. I think you saw the benefits of all five guys playing the same spot throughout the game. Lane didn't have to move from right to left. I think Lane played one of his finest games. I thought Kelsey directed us well. You know, I thought for the most part the right side did a really good job working together. I thought that starts the process, you know, for Sam to be able to have a good night throwing the ball. And I thought they battled hard.
Is Nelson progressing at the rate you expected him and wanted to?
He's getting better each day and each week. Anytime a guy has an injury, you know, whether it's in training camp or midseason, they come back from those injuries at different rates. And depending on what position you play, if you're a interior offensive lineman dragging around a bad ankle, sometimes you can play looks like better than maybe a skilled player that's got to go out there and move quickly and explosively out in space. And so, but for the most part, we feel like he's coming back well.
He's a guy, though, that it seems like he's pretty intense, and this certainly isn't the rookie year he anticipated. Yeah. Do you have to talk to him at all?
You're right. He wants to compete, and he wants to do well, and he wants to contribute in a positive way. And he trains that way, you know. And I think if he just keeps working, the production or what everybody might see on a stat sheet will come his way.
Is he getting open?
He is getting open, sure. Good. That's a really good question. Yeah, he gets open. Yeah, he can get open.
So it's simply a matter of the ball's not going in his direction then?
Not always. You know, there's times when we have full field progressions where the ball will be completed to a guy open on the left, where he's coming from the right or, you know, wherever he's lined up. And you say, well, Miles was open, but the guy over here caught it and is running with it. You know, well, we weren't looking there first, you know. And there are times when that's the case.
Okay.
Okay.